I like looking at art and making art and sharing art with others.
This is Romebo.
I like it because with art you can say things without using words.
And this is Ethan Welker.
It sounds like Siri.
Really?
Yes, it sounds like Siri. It uses the Siri voice library.
Ethan is a 15-year-old freshman at the University School, a private college prep school in Shadyside. His mom, Michelle Welker, says he's a smart and curious boy, but sometimes he needs a little extra support.
Around the age of 7, he was diagnosed on the autism spectrum with Asperger's. It's one of the higher functioning levels of the spectrum.
Communication can often be a challenge for kids on the autism spectrum. Some have difficulty deciphering complex facial expressions and vocal intonations. This is where Romebo comes in. Romebo is a social therapy robot designed to aid therapists and teachers working with children on the autism spectrum.
So where he has difficulty interpreting people's reactions to things, what their facial expressions, that sort of nonverbal language, Romebo, the robot, doesn't have any of that.
I choose my words carefully when I'm interacting with people, and I didn't feel like I had to do that.
Ethan worked with Romebo at an art therapy class he took through the local company Fine Art Miracles. Tess LeGiacono runs the program and works with different types of clients, from nursing home residents to people suffering from spina bifida. But she says Romebo was designed specifically with kids like Ethan in mind.
Sometimes the eyes can show a little bit of expression, but that's it. It's very minimal, so it's really something that doesn't get in the way of the kids understanding what the robot's saying.
Romebo is about the size of a small dog and comes with either a colorful furry covering or a hard plastic shell, depending on the child's preference. It doesn't have a mouth, just eyes displayed on an iPod Touch, which is wirelessly connected to an iPad that LeGiacono uses to control it. She can make it move forward and back, turn left or right, and say whatever she wants.
For example, when the children are drawing, we'll have Romebo ask, "What's happening in the picture?"
That's Aubrey Schick, the inventor of Romebo.
And begins to get the kids to think creatively and respond, and they're less inhibited to respond to Romebo because Romebo never gets upset.
Schick says Romebo is similar to the traditional puppet that therapists often use with small children, but with one distinct advantage.
The children will interact with the robot, and it's not like a puppet that's an extension of the therapist. It's an independent agent that the children, due to its size, it's large enough that it conveys the agency to respect it.
Schick came up with the idea for Romebo in 2011 when she was in graduate school at the Human Computer Interaction Institute at Carnegie Mellon University. She says by that time, the benefits of using robots as social therapy tools for children on the autism spectrum were well documented in the academic literature.
I decided to develop a really low-cost social robot because most of the robots in use at that time were $16,000 to $30,000, and I wanted to take the technology to the general public.
Schick co-founded Origami Robotics in part to claim a prize from the National Science Foundation. She lives in Berkeley, California now, and is working on raising enough money to produce 5,000 Romebo robots.
We've gotten a lot of estimates on the market size in Europe and the United States, and now with 1 in 68 children with autism. You know, even though we're focusing on service providers now, there's still a market for well over 5,000 robots.
But in the meantime, Tess LeGiacono is working with what Schick calls an alpha version. LeGiacono says Romebo perfectly complements her art therapy technique, in which she gives kids an art history lesson as well as an opportunity to create their own work. Right now, she's teaching about Spanish surrealist painter Juan Miró.
So we put some prompts into the onto the iPad about Juan Miró and about his work and about things like having Romebo look at the kids' artwork and say, why did you choose that color or what does that painting remind you of?
LeGiacono says the prompts help Romebo encourage the kids to disinhibit and express themselves.
It gives these kids a sense of calm, a sense of success in accomplishment, because they're able to focus more. They're able to stay on task. In addition to that, I mean, just honestly, between you and me, It's a robot, and that is so cool. The kids love it. All kids love it.
Ethan Welker is no exception. During his art class, he knew LaGiacano was controlling Romebo's words and actions, but he says he began interacting with the robot as if she wasn't.
I did find myself treating it as its own intelligence, yeah.
Ethan's had some difficulty with art class at school, but he says when he made art with Romebo, it felt much less stressful.
I didn't feel like as constrained in what I was able to draw. I mean, I was exactly as constrained, but it didn't feel like it.
Michelle Welker says she was surprised to watch Ethan draw a self-portrait and several other pieces. He even got a chance to control Romebo using the iPad app.
I made it say stuff like, "Hi, I'm Bob." I made it say, "I'm a robot.
I am a robot.
I'm not a robot.
I am not a robot.
I hate robots.
I hate robots.
I love robots.
I love robots."
Aubrey Schick says there are currently 14 Romebos deployed in 5 countries, and that the teachers, clinicians, and therapists using the robots are helping her develop specific curricula for future users.
Within 1 year, we will be able to sell to active caregivers. Ones who want to control the robot for the purposes of teaching and modeling, and most importantly, to get the kids to interact more with people, not with robots.
Tess LaGiacano says she has plans to buy several more Romebos for her art therapy practice.
I love these things. I just think they're fantastic. I have one with me all the time, so... Much to the chagrin of my family sometimes.
Ethan Welker's mom, Michelle, says she wouldn't mind having one at home either. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
I think our time is up now, so would you like to use your manners again?
Thank you for a lovely conversation.
There you go. And what would you like to say to Liz and everybody in the audience?
It was nice meeting you. I hope we meet again. Goodbye, radio audience.